Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Friday, we are getting down on Friday. Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble, Jason Gibbs from the Dog Bowl in Berea. The final Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford of the week. And, of course, if you haven't already, you can get onto clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now and get your free tickets to Browns training camp. Gribbs, Gibbs, a fine moment just occurred on the telly for those watching ESPN as Sir Nick Faldo made his final trip across the bridge over Swillican Burn at St. Andrews and posed and took a lot of pictures. It was just a great moment. I was fired up about it. And we've got a crazy leader, Danny Willett, checking in for the foreigner team of Jason Gibbs at 9 under par, currently leading Dustin Johnson. And, of course, our guy Jordan Spieth just teed off. So that's the golf update quickly. But Gribbs, how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing great. You know, it's this week kind of flew by on the show. You know, we didn't have much to talk about, but I thought we've done well. And if we struggle to talk about things, we then talk about bucket hats for about 8 minutes. So I think we've been good.
We're able to do that. And by the way, yesterday, I'm sure you guys saw the story about how Marshawn Lynch keeps chicken wings in his socks, which is, I don't even know what to say about that. But the good news is the accompanying photo of him in said story featured Marshawn Lynch wearing, you guessed it, a bucket hat.
He's like permanently in a bucket hat during the offseason, I'm pretty sure. I mean, and then you see him throughout the season. I mean, if you're putting like a Mount Rushmore of guys who wear bucket hats, you know, I think he's right up there with the amount of time he's logged in the bucket hat.
He's definitely, I think he's a certain beast mode, bucket hat mode. He's number one on the list. Gibbs, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm good, guys. I'm good. Spent the morning catching up on some stuff, working on logistics for training camp and CBD, going to Rochester for a couple days and figuring out where we're going and where we're broadcasting from and just getting ready for camp. We're in full-on logistics preparation mode now. So
we are in full-on preparation.
Had the Open Championship on in the background. What's Mickelson at, by the way? It's been an epic collapse by him here.
The last I saw, he was at 3 under. Did he fell off of that? He had a really good shot at 17.
He got to 5. I just saw him miss a putt, and I don't know if it was for birdie or for par.
He got to 5 under, and then he doubled 11. -2. Okay. He'd gotten to 5 under and then and had the double.
I was
11.
Hoping. I'm like, come on, make a little run here.
But he's American.
It's all right. I'm all right if the American wins.
But it's just a meal of food for Kevin Jones on your dime.
That's fine. I'm okay. You know, I'm still American. It's all good. But the problem is if you're teeing off right now, you're not finishing your round today.
I don't know about that. They might get it. It's just going to be windy. But, yeah, they might have to leave some holes, which means a super early wake-up, which would be a huge disadvantage for me. When I play in my game, if I have to play an 8 o'clock game, which I frown upon, but people know if you're on my team, you get there early, you get warmed up, you carry me for the first 2-3 holes, and then I'm good. But I need to wake up. Usually the first hole I'm actually all right. That's my right out of bed hole, and then I realize how tired I am and how unhappy I am. I'm up to be up so early, and then I settle in. But it takes a couple.
You prefer the late after or the mid afternoon tea time?
There's nothing better to me than like a 1 o'clock tea time. You get lunch, you go out there, you get what I like to do is we get a caddy to ride a cart with a 4-bagger, so we walk, but it's one caddy and he can drive the cart around, and it's a treat. But Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford, have put a cramp in that style with this 1-3 time slot 52 weeks a year per annum.
Nathan, at what age did you reach where you got a caddy? Because I'm 29. I've never even considered getting a caddy. When does that stage of my life come?
I don't enjoy getting a caddy, but certain places that you play, like if you play at a country club, a lot of times you have to take a caddy depending on when you tee off. I'm not a caddy person per se. I've never even had – when I played, you know, obviously in college you don't have caddies. When I played college golf, you don't have caddies. So it's not a reflection of my age and or my abilities in golf. It's more a mandate, and if I can get away from it, I love to. Who doesn't love to drive a golf cart? I mean, that's one. That's why you go to Put-in Bay, so you can drive a golf cart unfettered. I love driving a golf cart. I'm a big fan. I don't like the passenger. I don't have much of an identity as the passenger in a golf cart. I do enjoy driving a golf cart.
I had a problem a couple weeks ago during our vacation when I went golfing. You know, a lot of rain in the forecast during those few weeks. The cart path only drives me nuts. Like I end up walking more during that than I would walk in it.
I refuse to acknowledge cart path only rules, depending
They'll
on the course.
They'll track you down though in a lot of places.
Oh, they had surveillance.
Depends on the course. It depends on the course. But if I can get away with it, I get away with it.
I mean, it was unbearably wet to the point where I was worried if I'd even broken the rules, I was getting stuck. Some courses here were rough. You remember that weekend where that Saturday where it rained for about 10 straight hours? Really hard and everything flooded.
I'm hoping that's when I was that maybe when I was in a was I on vacation that weekend? I don't know. You were on vacation for so long, Grubbs. It's hard to know which Saturday it was.
Yeah, no, it was many moons ago, I think. It was late June. I was down in Athens, Ohio, golfing, and it was we were like the guy in Caddyshack at the end of the movie when it was just downpouring.
It started to rain during the kids' epic 76 round, and we did that to the, you know, the good Lord wouldn't ruin the best day round of my life. Unfortunately, he was able to get it in with a smooth 76. Ah, the kid right now on his way to Nemacolin, by the way. He's going up there, taking the wife up there for a nice little weekend, and hopefully he'll get to tee it up. Some great courses up there. Mystic Rock, if you haven't played it, is a great course. Built by the guy from 84 Lumber, specifically for John Daly. When it was a tour course, it was the longest course on tour. Almost 8,000 yards it checked in at.
When it comes to fancy, nice courses, I'm not your guy. But if you want a review of the local munis, you know, I'm the go-to source.
What's your favorite local muni?
For the price and location to my house, I think Big Met is a quality course.
Okay.
I like Big Met.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Big Met. I wish they would police the pace of play a little more.
Yes. I've run into
Too
problems
slow.
With that before.
Yes. That is occasionally you get the foursome that wants to walk on a Saturday afternoon that never really has played the game of golf before.
Oof. Eesh.
Yeah. You got to step it up. I'm a big fan of the people that say on weekends you must be in a cart.
I like that. Now, I've been talking
to
my wife.
You got to play quickly. Nick Faldo's final putt at a British Open, ladies and gentlemen, about to happen. I hope he makes this for par on 18. It'll be great. Anyway, go ahead. I think you got the pace of play is critical.
See, here's my question. My wife really wants to learn how to play golf, but when is the time I should take her to the course to the point where she's not worried about people getting upset at her and things like that? When do you guys recommend taking out a new golf?
I would recommend it's got to be like late afternoon on a weekend. Atta baby, Nick Faldo knocked the putt in for par in his final hole in a British Open. Excellent. I'd say late afternoon on a weekend, like late afternoon or late afternoon on a weekday. That's probably when you do it. But I'd say spend a lot of time at the range, get her comfortable before you get her out onto the golf course.
Yeah, we've been at that stage.
Or Gribbs, I mean, let's be honest, you're the senior staff writer of ClevelandBrowns.com. Perhaps, you know, a country club's in your future, and then, you know, you can take her out there whenever you want.
Do I have to wear, like, nice clothes to golf out there, or can I still roll with the t-shirt and shorts?
You probably might have to. I'm pretty sure a collared shirt would be.
You're not that guy.
You don't even put.
You're
you don't even
guy.
Put
Are
a
you
golf
Grubbs?
Shirt on the golf course. You don't put a polo shirt on.
When
you have all these Browns polos that they give you for free, and you're not even wearing a polo shirt on the golf course.
When I went golfing a couple weeks ago, when it was raining, it was to the point where you're just sloppy from top to bottom. So I rolled with t-shirt at Big Met. Look good.
I can never do that.
Wow. That's jortsish. That's unbelievable. That's unfathomable to me.
Gribbs, that disappoints me.
Gribbs, that's a demerit.
I'm just telling you, even if it's raining, I've got the polo on and like the windbreaker over top. I've got the golf.
That's an absolute demerit.
Yeah.
If you wanted to wear a long sleeve athletic, like a Lululemon shirt or some type of a long sleeve shirt underneath, like a rain jacket, that's totally fine.
Especially in like April here.
I did go to the jacket by hole three. So that covered up the t-shirt.
But what I'm saying is, what you're saying right now is you're talking crazy. You're talking Limburger and it's brie time, baby. I don't even know. A t-shirt on the Gribbs, you seem to be, to me, such like a buttoned-up guy.
You know, it's an athletic event. I like to be free and clear. And then also, I will mention it was the laundry had piled up at that point, and there were not many options in the closet. So I went with a T-shirt.
Janitors make excuses, Gribbs. Janitors make excuses.
This to me is one of the most stunning revelations of the day. I would have, good thing nobody asked me to wager on whether or not you were wearing a polo shirt or a collared shirt on a golf course as opposed to a T-shirt, Gribbs, because I would have been out some cash. Anyway, wow, that's going to take a long time for me to get over. All right, we've got a lot here on the show today, as we always try to do for you. We're going to hear from the Browns' new wide receiver coach, Joker Phillips. That'll be in our second hour. We also are going to hear from Howard Balzer, SiriusXM host on NFL Radio, his 39th year covering the NFL's writer, editor, and broadcaster. He'll call in with a look at the Rams. Obviously, a big offseason for the Rams. You have the Sam Bradford, Nick Foles trade. You draft Todd Gurley, continuing to put assets at this offense. We'll talk to him about this team, as, of course, the Browns have a tour of the NFC West this season. And in that vein, we'll also talk to Josh Weinfuss, the ESPN NFL Nation reporter for the Arizona Cardinals, talking about their offseason, the big storylines headed into their camp, Carson Palmer's knee, obviously chief amongst them. So we will talk with those two guys from the NFC West. Again, Joker Phillips. We've got the Friday forecast, talk a little British Open. But when we come back, a couple of articles popped up on NFL.com that we're going to talk about, listing the top five deep threats in the National Football League. And yes, one of them is in the AFC North. I wonder if you can guess who that is. And then also, we're going to talk about Gil Brandt when predicting the stat leaders for the NFL across various categories. A Cleveland Brown makes the list. We'll talk about both of those when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.